today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The irony is I had to take the third row out of my Tahoe so I could fit all of my cargo shorts in the back. Just miles of them.
Wouldn't it be great if somehow, some way, because the lore is nationwide, but especially in Maine, there was like an Aunt Regina drink that was pretty good.
Pretty good. Oh, Jesus. I'm isolating that and giving it to the whole family right there.
Here's what we really like to do. We like to go up there, sit at the bar because we dine early. And then we like to watch all the people coming in the door who haven't invited us to dinner. So that's good.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
One of the joys of doing this program is when my cohorts come up with something, put a lot of work into it, and get excited about it. And then initially I hear about it and I'm like, yeah, that sounds neat. But then I just file it. And when you have an idea that's your own, I think you're more engaged in it. When you have an idea that somebody else's, it's more of a feeling of put up or shut up. Let me know what's happening. You know, keep me posted. Then as that idea comes to fruition and as more things fall into place and things get fun, it gets closer and closer and you get a little excited. And the best thing about it is when that idea the day has come and then you're really, really, really excited about it. And that's exactly how I feel about when I started making an announcement last week about a big Monday announcement that we were going to make. And that's the way I feel today, because before I tell you what's going on, for a long time with the introduction of lots of new podcasts, the podcast pie went from being a McDonald's fruit pie to a chocolate pie a mile wide.
Yes.
Where there are comedians, there are churches, there are guys in their basement that it started with. Lots of people are doing this and lots of people are trying to monetize it. And so the fact of the matter is on doing this podcast, because we're smaller than some and we're larger than some, but we are not so big that we don't have to struggle to meet our obligations and to keep this show going, this show going that you love so much. So it was determined that we need to do an old-fashioned fundraiser, and Oscar's already raising his hand.
Well, I just want to tip in here that with that type of competition comes a lot of headwinds, and one of them happens to be the idea that we now are adding more people to our team to add a social media presence, a video presentation to this, which is really the cost of doing business has gone up just to compete.
And we really, really thought that it was time to do what we did at the beginning when this podcast came on, which was appeal to you, the passionate people that this show is extremely important to, because you have kept us going for a long time. But we didn't want to do, and we've never wanted to do, just a fundraising element.
Right.
We just didn't want to put our hands out, stand on the corner and say, we'll work for comedy. We didn't want to do that. What we wanted to do was have something that we could provide you with, a la, you know, the NPR thing, but we think ours is a lot better.
Oh, yeah.
Ours is an umbrella. It's not a tote bag. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the day has come. It is time for the major announcement of how you can help this show. And primarily, that's what we're talking about. But when you choose to help this show, it's going to be very, very special because, well, hit the music, Rob! No, that's not it. Hold it. Stop. Stop. In the great tradition of F up his own funeral.
Rob! How is this possible?
It's the same reason they knock your camera out before we go there. We'll start again. Ready? Here, we don't want to ruin it. He's trying because subconsciously for the last 2 months he wants to. But let me do it again. We're going to start again. So let's start again. And now here's the major announcement. Announcing our first ever TMOS fundraiser. Let's be honest. We don't ever come to you guys just looking for a handout. But times are tight and we need your help. Here's the good part. In exchange for your support, we will reward you with the magical goodness of a genuine Rob Spiewak fruitcake. That's right, we've talked about them for years, and frankly, they are every bit as good as you've heard. Carla and I fight over these.
Yes!
Every single Christmas. Unlike any other holiday treat, they are sweet. They are spicy. They are potent. They are delicious. They have changed the landscape for fruitcake.
Yes.
I was a fruitcake hater, and I turned into a fruitcake lover because of this product. And it pains me to do this, because I hate to give them, as you know, I hate to give them credit, but they're the best fruitcakes you'll ever wrap your tonsils around. And now you can have one in time for the holidays, simply by giving us your support. Get in on it now. And a fruitcake, or fruitcakes, plural, if you prefer, will be at your house in time for the holidays. Let's be clear. We are doing this because we need the fiscal support of you, the listeners, our listeners that we value so dearly. So we are proud to offer the taste of the holidays as our way of saying thank you. And yes, you have to do something like this far in advance so everybody gets their fruitcake. Invest in your fruitcake future now. Ensure the ongoing success of TMOS and get ready for the tastiest holidays of your life. Thank you for being part of the nuttiest fundraiser ever, TMOS Fruitcake Futures. The future is now. And I'm very, very excited. I'm very, very,
we're
very
also,
excited about it.
It's going to be fun to see how many people fit in Rob's kitchen.
Yes.
Yes.
To actually bake these fruitcakes.
I'm going to have to actually give my address to the interns.
Bake the comedy and love, Mike.
It's very, very exciting. It's going to be, later in the show, you'll hear a promo that Rob did with his mom, and it's going to be fantastic. And I'm thrilled about it. You've been making these for how many years? Giving them away for about 5 years.
We have. We started probably about 15 years ago, and the first 3 years were not great. Then the recipe became perfected, and every year they've gotten just a little bit better. And now we've got something that is so above and beyond any other thing you've ever tasted, that it really does make this fundraiser something special.
I am not telling a fib when I tell you that Mrs. O'Mara, when they arrive, and for the last 5-6 years, Carla and I have gotten two. One for her.
Yes.
One for me. I usually dive into mine, and it's wrapped up by the end of the day. I don't wait. I don't put anything with it. I just
serving
chow.
Size, one fruitcake.
I love it. It's probably more fruitcake than I need. Carla will take her fruitcake out and she will slice off the end of it. And she, like in her squirrel ferret little way, she will gnaw at it. Then she will wrap the whole thing up in foil and she will find a corner of the freezer to put it in. And then she will periodically bring it out, cut a little piece off the frozen part, thaw it out and eat it like that. And she makes hers last for really 6 months or so. We have ours before I know she's had it right before we came up to Maine.
Wow.
That's the way she does that. So she loves the thing, and everybody that's gotten them.
Do you ever have them with a little whipped cream, a little ice cream? It's really nice with some vanilla counterpart.
Well, there are two ways we do this. Carla eats it like a squirrel.
Right.
You know, eating her nuts. And and then I eat it like I eat so many things. Like, and the reason I'm fat is that I eat it like a heroin addict getting a fix before anybody else comes into the room.
Yes.
And inevitably, I have received the last 2 years. I know I have received these fruitcakes down in Florida around the holiday time, and I have taken them, and Carla hasn't been home. I swear to God, it's just luck of the draw. And I'm like, I know what these. Yoda knows what these are. I would take these fruitcakes. Put one, and if I touched the second one, which I could easily,
right?
It's World War III. She's weird about it. Like, I mean, she's super weird.
What if you had just said,
anyway,
I don't know what happened with Rob. He only mailed one this year.
Yeah, times are tough, especially now that we're selling them to our listeners. You know, we're very. But these are now. Look, a lot of people clamored for these in the years. Oh, I didn't get a chance to get my contest papers right. in and whatever. And who knows? We might give away a couple. No, we won't. We're not. We're not giving them away this year.
No, the 12 days of fruitcake is in your rearview mirror, folks.
That's rearview mirror because we're not doing it that way. Okay, we'll figure out something
nice.
Else nice for
nice
you.
Nice save,
but we are not. Yeah. We're not doing it.
Stream of consciousness.
You still, are you giving them to me?
Well, there's actually three tiers, Mike. And no, absolutely. Of course I'll send you two. And you know what? As your son gets older, maybe a third.
That's exciting. That's exciting.
Do you want any bourbon hands, balls too?
How many people on deck, and now that you're turning into Ben and Jerry and Mrs. Yes. Fields at the same time, how many people are you going to enlist in the process when this
well
when
it's all hands on deck
it's all hands on deck and I was going okay. to invite
you to fly in Mike
yeah, I was going to invite you to come in a supervisory capacitory
I have to fly in
yes
I have to come in for that
we'll have chilled beers and as you know yeah. the my kitchen faces
or
like
down.
A family room
oh up you're
no,
right
no up. It'll be yeah. up yeah
who knows
my you know we could start as soon as yesterday
who knows when I'll lie about coming in who knows where I'll be lying that I'm coming in from
but Mike there is a family room that faces my kitchen. So yes. you could, in a supervisory capacitor, sit in the...
You could be the foreman.
Yeah, you could sit on the couch
you
with the recliner.
What? That's what webcams are for. anyway, that's it. Look, I think this is exciting.
If there's a certain number, you're not just going to leave us in the lurch with all these fruitcakes.
No, right? I won't. But Oscar, you're the business brains yes. of this. In order for this show to remain solvent... How many of these fruitcakes do you wish to sell? What is your dream scenario? Well, I want to know the number because
I'll tell you honestly.
We have to, okay.
Well, let me do some rough math for you, right?
Okay. No, I don't want all the numbers. Don't hurt my brain. Just how many would you like to see us sell?
I think that if this isn't successful, we're going to have a problem.
Okay. So
I'm not going to give someone a goal because that goal there isn't the more the merrier. How's that?
You know
the
that's a good motto for Christmas.
Yes.
Merry Christmas right. yes. and the more the merrier. And right now, any intern, past and present, that hears my voice, start washing your hands. Start washing now.
We had to buy in bulk
gloves
and scrubbing your
bulk
nails.
Right. Tins, bulk gift boxes.
Yes,
right. Right.
Bulk,
so, it's exciting.
Bulk citron, Mike.
Yes.
We'll this go through
exciting.
A lot of citron, a lot of black walnuts.
Right. Fruitcake Futures. So
big walnut. Put it to us.
Get in touch with Big Walnut.
Yeah.
We're very, very excited. And, you know, you can get in on this. I don't think we've ever done anything quite like this.
No,
and
we haven't.
This falls into the category of we love to get support from our listeners, but we also like to provide something cool. You're not getting this anywhere.
Yeah,
this is not going to be anywhere
made by us.
And our listeners love the holidays, and this is the time of year where you're about you know how many months out from Christmas, and so you think about that, and 5 months out from Christmas
in the Spiwak oven.
Yes.
By the way, this is the time of year as it begins to heat up on the East Coast and thunderstorms and all that humidity starts to bake in for the beginning of August. This is when people start to pine for the holiday season. This is about the time in the summer where people are going, all right.
Mike, we're getting another 5 days of rain.
That's right.
Yeah, we live in a rainforest here.
The city's going to be as moist as one of my fruitcakes.
Yeah, it was 85 with 100%. 85 with 100% humidity yesterday. And
that was actually
was
really
nasty.
Funny.
And you know what, Mike? Nothing says lovin' like something from the oven. And Rob
yes,
Spiewak does it best.
Yeah, you do. You perfect it.
All of these things are going on the holiday packaging. Yeah. Remember when the city
exciting.
Was as moist as one of these fruitcakes in August?
It's so much fun. It's going to be
so
much
wait.
Fun.
I cannot wait.
I am thrilled, as you can tell. I am thrilled. They're delicious.
Mike,
they're sweet.
Wouldn't it
they're
be
spicy.
Sweet to have all hands on deck? We have
that would be sweeter than a fruitcake.
Shannon, Carla, little Michael, all the
right?
Spiwaks
yes, yes.
on assembly line in a kitchen.
Yes.
Yes.
Where we're all packaging, putting. That would be, I think
it would be wonderful. It'd be a holiday party that we
yeah,
would.
Okay, I'm going to send you a number.
All
if
right.
we if we sell this number and you do not make it public.
Right.
Will you come down and help?
All right, give me
I can't
number.
Believe I have to ask you that, but all right.
No, you don't have to ask me that. If you were going to, you know, if you're going to sell 5 of them, I'd come down.
That's the answer.
That's a good
but
answer.
But I'm going to give you a number to double down on this, all right?
All right, very good.
If we sell this,
meanwhile, we're all on the assembly
will
line.
Will you come for a full
putting
photo
them together.
Shoot, a social media extravaganza?
There we go.
Put the ribbon
over
on.
Here.
Put the ribbon
over here. That's right. Fantastic. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Jesus. Absolutely. We do that. Yeah, I'll not only come down, I'll do them naked.
Well, don't get that excited. The cost of goods are expensive.
Yeah, I know.
Give me numbers. I don't care. What are the numbers?
Yeah.
You know what? If that's the case, we're going to have to really get in touch with Big Raisin.
You know what I loved about doing this project and actually setting it together? I was like, okay. I had to look at historical and how much ingredients actually moved in cost, depending on what we would. And yes, you may wonder, okay, what's a 15% increase or a 30% increase in ingredients?
Are Trump's tariffs going to hurt us?
Well, I accounted for that.
Okay.
I accounted for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's interesting is you have to guesstimate.
You do.
So worst case scenario, still, even looking for those historical figures of how you go back and forth in the and this peanut situation going on in Brazil for the actual.
Thank God there are no peanuts in fruitcake in our fruitcake.
Am I right, ladies?
Well, no, yeah. I get it, but the overall nuts, including walnuts, overall have gone up in price.
And you know, God, there's two kinds of walnuts in every Rob Spiewak fruitcake, plus a third nut.
I took the Lord's name in vain for a Christmas promotion.
Oh no.
Sometimes we might have to substitute blueberries, so we might have to get those from Maine.
There'll be no blueberries in these fruitcakes.
No, can't put a blueberry in a fruitcake.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Blueberries.
Blueberries.
If you just tuned in, it's the first ever TMOS fundraiser.
And if you get the Oni, you get something special.
You ate the Oni!
In exchange for your support,
Onis in our fruitcakes?
We will reward you with the magical goodness of a genuine Rob Spiewak fruitcake. That's right. They're every bit as good as you've heard. They're wonderful. They're delicious. And the future is now. TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Why we call them TMOS Fruitcake Futures, you order them now. There's going to be a cutoff day.
Yes.
And then you get them for the holidays. That's why it's futures.
Supply and demand.
So, please serve them chilled. It's important.
Do you prefer it? Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, I've heated mine up.
We were working.
Serve chilled.
We were working on different slogans for, and we were like, oh, man. And then somebody said, you remember that Dell commercial? And then one of the guys are like, you got to get a fruitcake. And then I was like, oh, that's not so bad.
No. It's yummy, yummy, loving my tummy.
And, dude, you're getting a fruitcake.
That's right. That's right. And I have one question. If I do come in for the baking day.
Yes. And days.
Days.
Or days.
Yes.
All right. If I come in for the baking days, will I get to lick the bowl?
Yes, absolutely.
Of course. All right. Price just went down. All right, very good.
It's the Michael Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael Mara Show at www.michaelmaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Austin, I want to show you something. We're going to outfit you with this. It looks like a watch, but in fact, it's a geosynchronous positioning device.
Very shagadelic.
And then there's this.
Okay, let me guess. The floss is garrote wire, the toothpaste is plastic explosives, and the toothbrush is the detonation device.
No, actually. Well, since you've been frozen, there have been fabulous advances in the field of dentistry.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Oh, look, here's Basil.
Hello, exposition.
Austin, let me bring you up to speed. Dr. Evil has hijacked a nuclear warhead from Kreplakistan.
Only two things scare me, and one is nuclear war.
What's the other?
Excuse me?
What's the other thing that scares you?
Carnies.
What?
Circus folk. That's nomads, perfect. You know. Smell like cabbage. Small hands.
Oh, Austin, I'd like you to meet somebody. This is my mother, Mrs. Exposition.
How do you do? Austin!
My God, man, what have you done?
That's not your mother, it's a man, baby!
No,
why won't this wig come off?
Oh, mother. Mother, are you all right?
Oh, dear.
What?
Austin, have you gone mad?
No, I'm sorry, Basil, I thought she was a man.
Damn it, man, you're talking about my mother!
Well, you have to admit, she is rather mannish.
Austin!
Well, no offense, but if that is a woman, it does look like she was beaten with an ugly stick.
This is Wade Byard, the Public Information Officer for Loudoun County Public Schools. The Mike O'Mara Show has decided to start now. Please make all necessary arrangements to listen. This is the Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana.
Oh, yeah.
And now, without further delay, here's Mike O'Mara.
All right. From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., in the Podcast Village Studios, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or
TMOS, as our friends call it, is a worldwide show, radio show, and podcast with a loyal following of listeners who get it. If you're listening right now, you do too. TMOS always ready to hear from you with our weekly mailbag and our wide-open Wednesday phone calls. Our show is an interactive fruitcakey experience, and we love our audience participation. So please let us hear from you all over the world. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by our good friends at Cornerstone First Financial. It is the calm before the storm, so listen up. There is an 85% likelihood that the Fed will raise rates in their September and December meetings. So now is the time to lock in a low fixed rate or get pre-approved for a new loan before rates go any higher. Go to Cornerstone First Financial. Whether it's a refi or a purchase, you get the lowest rates guaranteed. Work with the friends of TMOS. Cornerstone First Financial is a direct lender with their own money and the ability to meet any competitor's estimate. You see, Cornerstone has a certain amount that they have to clear off their warehouse line each month, and they do this by offering the absolute lowest rates. Plus, you can get pre-approved before you work with an agent, so you know what you qualify for, just like so many TMOS listeners have done before you. I promise you, Cornerstone First Financial will give you sound advice. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing. Personal attention from application to closing. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, Florida, Georgia, and Colorado. Don't wait. Now is the time to call Cornerstone First Financial. I don't know why I thought about these things at the same time, but I did. I thought about Marcus and I talked over the weekend.
Oh, how nice.
Did not go to the game. It was just problematic at the end of the week, but we had a very nice conversation, and all is well in the world of Marcus Serta. And so just wanted to mention that. That's all.
That's
all I wanted to pass along. So perfect. I'm very, very happy about that. And for some reason, Jim Nance came into my consciousness just a few moments ago.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I was tending to the printer.
Okay.
I was giving the printer a good little fix.
Yeah.
And
were you low on ink?
No, not at all.
That's good.
And so I noticed that they had a picture of Jim Nance at his new house near Pebble Beach, where he has the golf hole from Pebble Beach. Behind his hacienda,
right.
As he calls
it. It's just one hole, right? Just one hole that's a recreated hole from Pebble Beach, right?
I thought, did he have that hole, that recreation of a hole or a golf hole anywhere else at a home? Wasn't he divorced or something like that?
I think he's had a checkered past maritally, and I think there was another house that had one or two or maybe three holes. I'm thinking.
Whatever it is, this picture was with, they took this picture of Jim Nance
out of Pebble Beach.
No, don't do it. He's a nice man.
No. With the holes.
How many holes has he had? Is that right. You're going to say thank
no,
you?
No, yeah.
It's a good joke.
Might line up with the number of divorces.
That's now you're hitting us over the head with it. It was fine just where it stood. It was fine.
We were
it
just
was
teasing.
Fine, and you last worded it.
You got to be a comedy slut about it.
You can't do it. But anyway,
giving it away.
So there's a picture of Jim Nance, and I read that I'm fascinated with all things Nance. Love to get him on the show, but he boned us, right?
He did bone us when he was in town, and now they're dangling. He's got a lot of, he's going to be doing a few Redskins games.
We had a listener take a fruitcake
to him,
to Jim Nance.
Mm-hmm.
Before they are available to the general public.
Yes.
I would like, here's the new venture from Jim Nance, because they had a column from the editor-in-chief of Golf Digest magazine with a picture of Jim Nance and his golf club overlooking his special hole in back of his hacienda.
Yes.
And Jim Nance has now joined Golf Digest to write a column.
Oh.
And his column is what you would think of. He talks about, not only does Jim Nance have the hole in back of his house, but I think the family of Ken Venturi, a man I had the pleasure of meeting and chatting with, Ken Venturi, who was a wonderful human being, and he had a golf cart that was like made to look like, a Bentley, and just a really tricked out golf cart, and they gave it to Nance. And so Nance now has that golf cart at his house.
Is that the golf cart that has a wine cellar in it?
No. Ken Venturi left
The USGA rules, a neatly folded golf club, and a sleeve of Titleist golf balls. Of course, it's Titleist because Jim Nantz is the announcer for Titleist in the golf cart. And Jim says in his column, and that's where they stay today.
Oh, wow.
You know, because he's doing the whole Nantz thing.
When, when they added his column to Golf Digest, did the magazine get appreciably thicker?
It was pure Nantz. It was pure Nantz.
I can only imagine. Does he probably, because you know.
This took a total left turn because I really want to share. What time is it? Hold on. Let me see what time.
Oh, we got
time.
We have time. Michael, we got time. A show.
Because what we should we should say about Jim Nantz is he is legendary.
He took the fruitcake.
Well, he did take the fruitcake. He is legendary for his opening prepared pieces, monologue. Not just for golf. He writes a story for every football game he covers. And if you think I'm lying, tune in before kickoff and he's like, ah, the road war.
Can we
Tom
clarify
Brady.
That we're fans of the man?
Love the man. And he's always been very, very nice to us. We have a long checkered past with him, with covering golf, covering baseball.
Yeah, Mike does a great Nantz.
Football. Oh, actually, we had him with us when he was covering the Final Four once in New Orleans, where he actually sat in with us. And he's been very, very nice to the show, going way, way back. But he is aware of the fact that we are delighted with his writing skill, his writing prowess.
And well, he does. He does his broadcasting has a writing quality to it.
I was just saying how he will create a storyline.
So you think he actually wrote this? It wasn't ghostwritten for him?
Oh no!
I don't think he's a ghostwriter. I don't think he's a ghostwriter.
Oh wow! Look at that. The hacienda.
Yeah.
There's Jim and the hacienda.
And is that the golf cart in the background?
And that's the golf cart down below.
Wow!
Hello, nice. Friends.
That's my hacienda.
That's so my Bentley
clay-tiled roof, glinting in the sunlight.
I like that he doesn't shy away from his fame and fortune.
No, he shares.
A lot of people try to hide it. Right?
He shares.
And
he's done a lot of good for people, and he's okay. And he's but the thing that I've always noticed about Nantz, and he said this on the show before, he said this to us, that he longevity is his trip. He wants to do 50 Masters.
Cryogenics.
Yeah, he's already announced the day he wants to retire from CBS is the day he does his 50th Masters.
Do you have the Masters music?
I can bring it up. I can, absolutely.
Because his first column for Golf Digest.
Can I describe that hacienda just briefly? I think people will remember
this. Yeah, please describe his hacienda.
So when you're younger, you're probably, if you're my age or even, or frankly, even younger or older, this Spencer Gifts still exists across the country in malls, right? When you flip through those posters, you usually see a lot of things that you're like, oh my God, I don't know what's happening in my pants, or you're going through puberty.
Lots of posters on display.
Flip through your drinking posters, and then you'll flip to a poster that says justification for a higher education. And in that poster, there is a home with like four or five different sports cars in a garage, but it's on the cliff and it's looking over this beautiful ocean and golf course. This house looks like it was carved out of that poster.
And also, you know, to continue with your Spencer Gifts analogy, there was a poster when I was growing up that actually a guy who listened to the show put out, Michael O'Hara, who founded Champion Sports Bars.
Wow.
He had a poster of him in a riding outfit with his knee perked up on a Bentley, and the caption simply read, "Poverty sucks." And it sort of throws that image when you see Jim in front of the hacienda, but not so much in a dickish way. It's just
I'm going to give you the editor's letter about Jim Nantz describing playing golf with Jim Nantz and how he showed up at a pro-am tournament.
Does the editor letter need the Augusta music?
The whole thing can use the Augusta.
You got it.
All right. Can I just say this? I want to go
on
record
the music.
I love Jim Nantz.
Oh yes,
I love. I'll tell you what I love more than anything. I love his work. I make fun of him for being flowery, but he's the best in the business. I think he's phenomenal. I think he is phenomenal with the Final Four. I think he's phenomenal with the Masters. I think he is the best working announcer
in
the business for what he does.
When you bring up his flowery style, he owns it. He's proud of it.
Oh yeah,
but he's one of a kind.
He is fantastic, and if he wasn't around doing this, the telecast wouldn't be as good. I believe that with all my soul. With that said, the flowery Jim Nantz has always made me laugh, which is okay, too. You can love somebody and make fun of them at the same time. That's what I wanted to say. I don't need to qualify those remarks, but because I have esteem for Mr. Nantz, that's why I say this. All right, here we go. So this is from Jerry Tard.
And he must be the editor of Golf Digest.
Tarde.
Okay.
T-A-R-D.
The editor of golf, Mike. It is the periodical of record for golf.
Jerry Tarde, German and editor-in-chief of Golf Digest.
Of course, right? Jerry.
Describing Jim Nantz talking about his column. And the idea of Jim Nantz writing a column for Golf Digest came naturally during a round at Pebble Beach last year. We were partners in a three-day tournament, which is about as much fun as you can have making bogeys. No surprise, Jim tells great stories. And there's nothing like hitting a crisp wedge and having his euphonious voice give some encouragement. Close your eyes and you think you're playing in the Masters. Jim showed up on the first tee, driving a mint-condition classic club car designed to look like a Bentley. It's a four-seater with crocodile leather upholstery.
Oh.
And a four-speaker sound system playing Frank Sinatra's greatest hits. I guess he didn't want to get noticed.
He's like Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, hey.
The license
place
plate,
your bets. Place your bets.
The license plate reads 64 Open. That was the giveaway. It belonged to Kenny Venturi, the 1964 U.S. Open champion, Nantz says. When I got the cart from his son, Tim, there was a neatly folded golf glove and a USGA rules book in the glove compartment, plus a sleeve of Titleist golf balls. They're still in there. So that's Jim. That's
Jim all over.
Yeah. But he gets away with that because you show up with this ostentatious golf car, but it was his radio partner and television partner, Ken Venturi. And I happen to know Ken Venturi and know what a great guy he was because I was a first tee announcer at the President's Cup golf tournament, and it was exciting for me to meet him. And then it was every day when I'd be on the first tee getting ready to announce the players, I'd be chatting with him. And he was a super cool guy, and it was one of the greatest experiences of my life.
When you spoke with him, was your voice euphonious?
Euphonious.
What is that?
So
mean?
Here's the column.
Pleasing to the ears.
The column is entitled My First Column for Golf Digest and Why 100 is in the Air. I don't like hot takes any more than I like hot cakes.
What about fruitcakes?
Very moist.
How about TMOS fruitcakes from Rob Spiewak? I'm more likely to quote the golfer George Burns than the legendary late comedian by the same name who lived to be 100. But it was Burns, the latter, who once said, I would rather fail at something I love than succeed at something I hate. So here I am, writing my first column for my all-time favorite publication, Golf Digest. So he goes on and on, and it's all very Nancy, and it's very cool. And
How does he close?
Many years later, I was speaking at the Bel Air Country Club and recounting Kenny's outrageous forecast that I would do 50 Masters telecasts. The legendary Jack Whitaker was in attendance and introduced me that night.
Who?
Me.
Ah, you.
Jack said, I heard what you said up there about wanting to broadcast 50 Masters. One problem. You need me to make it 51. I asked Jack why. He answered, because your 50th Masters will be in 2035. That will be only the 99th playing of the tournament. You need to be there for the 100th. I don't know how old he's going to be then, but there's that number again. In the meantime, I'll be honored to be in St. Louis to broadcast the 100th PGA while remembering a mentor in Tony Bruno and all the thousands of men and women like him who are stewards of the game. George Burns, at a ripe old age, would have marveled at them. After all, they're succeeding at something they love. There we are. Wow. Thank you, Jim. That's Jim Nantz. Rob, I'd love to talk to the man. I really would. He's got the PGA coming up.
I'll bring up the Golf Digest thing. I think that's a good end.
We talk about the courses, but you forget that the clubs that they're all of these big tournaments are held.
Right.
Are just
they're these moneyed
fantastic
clubs.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, fantastic wealth. He's around. And he knows everybody in the game. And he's got a story. I think golf, he does football, he does basketball, but golf is his first love.
Yes.
He played golf. He roomed with Fred Couples. I mean, Jim Nantz has quite a story. And I just think it's so much fun. I make fun of that guy out of more love than any broadcaster that's out there.
We got a wonderful
especially
story.
When you get done wonderful watching story. Some of the other guys that are such crap, and you realize that, you know, and having gone to the tournament, thanks to our wonderful listeners, it was just so cool to mock him like that, because I love it.
When
love
we speak
that.
To him, though.
I lap that crap up. I
when
really
we
do.
Speak to him, there's one thing we're going to have to be careful. We have to make sure he turns down the Frank Sinatra music on his Bentley-styled golf cart.
Apparently, the song they said it was playing was Strangers in the Night. So
of
Jim
course
comes
it
down
was.
With crocodile skin upholstery. Strangers in the Night. I'm here.
Doobie yes. doobie doo.
This doo, was doo, Kenny doo, Venturi's doo, doo. Card. Let's play. Let's play right now.
If but you ever played with him, the first thing you would have to do is open up that sleeve of golf balls and not tell him.
I'd kill somebody to play. If I could play a round of golf with Jim Nance, I would kill or die to do it. It would be fantastic, you know. And ride in the crocodile skin from
also,
Ken Venturi, another man
so
that I loved.
So perfect because great. He yeah. didn't buy it.
It was a gift.
Right. It was a gift. Of How course. Are you
that's
not going
to
drive a gift?
That's but he gets to ride in the Bentley golf cart.
Yes,
it's awesome.
Know? Which you know, as a golf cart, where as a golfer that lives in a community where they have these custom golf carts where everybody's got their own, there are some that are, you know, they're usually older.
Yes.
That phase of making golf carts look like automobiles
yes.
has passed. And some of the people at my community that still have them, it's kind of like tick tock, tick yeah. tock.
Look there at the clock
not,
on the wall.
They're not making Tesla yeah. golf carts.
No,
I don't think so. I don't think. Oh, that's great. I just pulled the whole thing.
How about if you had like take, you had a golf yes. cart that looked like a CPAP machine,
or a golf cart with a CPAP machine in it?
In it. That's right.
So one can take a little nap. That would be a wonderful.
This was
idea,
Lee Trevino's CPAP machine.
Mike O'Meara used to breathe in this golf cart. We'll take a break and we'll come more. I've discovered a new drinky poo.
Oh.
Hey, alcoholics! This next segment's for you on the Mike O'Meara Show. And go out and buy a fruitcake.
Hi, this is Todd Moore, inventor of the PlayPod app. I love all the shows on the Moore Network, except for Political Persuasions. That's fake news. I do listen to AmeriCast because it brings the best highlights of all the TMO shows. But the best part is it features the voice of God himself, Marcus Serta. And now, back to my best friend, host of Tech 411, Oscar Santana.
Todd.
Hey, Todd. Hey, Todd.
What a silly
lick
is.
My Irish bag.
Oh, no!
You and your Sunday gun day, you unbelievably transparent troll. It's not going to work, Todd. It's not going to work. I am not going to take the bait. But we need to get you on the show.
We do need to get a bait.
He will not be on Political Persuasion.
It would be great if Todd could show up in a custom golf cart.
Todd Moore has to be on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Yes.
We have to bring him in and get him on the show because I think that...
Oh, invite him now.
There are only a few. I want to pick his brain, what's left of it, because there are serious concerns I have for Todd Moore.
Yeah.
Is it trolling? Is it the way he really feels? I think it's trolling.
I do, too.
I think it's trolling. I think no one finds more joy in arousing the audience than Todd. Let's get to Filter Easy, okay?
Oh,
before
please.
We get back to the show. When was the last time you changed your home air filter? I bet it's been a while. And you're supposed to do it at the minimum 4 times a year and even more often if you have pets. That's why you need Filter Easy. Brand new air filters delivered right to your door. When a new air filter comes to your home, it's a physical reminder to change it right on schedule, no more forgetting, and you don't have to worry about the hassle of storing extras. The EPA ranks poor indoor air quality as one of the top 5 environmental health risks. In fact, indoor air can be 2 to 5 times more polluted than outdoor air. I use Filter Easy.
Yes.
The greatest part of it, it does remind me when to change my filters. It's fantastic. It's safe. Clinical studies show air filters sufficiently reduce indoor air pollution, resulting in better breathing and preventing disease progression. Filter Easy is a convenient subscription service for something you actually need, a no-brainer. That's why I subscribe to Filter Easy. Just for our listeners, you can receive your first order free by you can go to filtereasy.com or call 1-855-910-EASY. That's 855-910-3279. Make sure you use the offer code TMOS to sign up today at filtereasy.com. Get your first order free. Breathe easy. Let Filter Easy do the remembering for you.
You know what the best thing about it is? You don't have to store air filters because they arrive.
That's great.
You switch it out, throw the old one away. You don't have
Solid
to put it
reminder,
somewhere. It's so
you don't
easy.
To think
so
about
easy.
Anything.
Yeah.
We're very, very glad to have you with us. Please remember that we are launching our TMOS fundraiser today with our fabulous fruitcakes, and that's your way of supporting the show by getting a Rob Spiewak delicious fruitcake. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com and click on the banner, and you will find out all about it. Fruitcakes, they're spicy, they're potent, they're delicious. Thank you for being part of the nuttiest fundraiser ever, TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Get yours today. Just want to keep reminding you,
because
the first day we're doing that.
Yeah.
So over the weekend, we had a babysitter, and he's going to college this week.
Oh, now, did you tell him that the college isn't for everybody? Maybe it's best you take a year off.
No, I was not going to lecture the boy for my own personal gain, which is what it would have been. So Noah is off to college, and what a wonderful kid he is. What a sweetheart. Really, really good with Michael. I don't know how a couple of times I think he tipped his hand when, you know, they'd be sprinting around the yard, and I'd say, how you feeling, Noah? He said, I'm a little tired. Because even an 18-year-old can't keep up with a 5-year-old.
No, you're right. You're right.
It was great. So over the weekend, we had a date night, Mrs. O'Mara and I, and we went to our little drill is we go out, grab a bite to eat, and then we go to this little watering hole right around the corner. And a really, really nice joint. And they have the restaurants up here, they struggle because it is a seasonal type of thing for people, and it's kind of tired up here in the wintertime. But this place is has been around for a while. It's called Ironbound Restaurant, named after the island off the coast of Maine here. And it's where we like to go and just sit at the bar and kind of watch people come and go and have a drink or two and then go home. And that's a big night. We get home at 9 o'clock. That's a big night out for the O'Maras. Yeah. How things have changed.
What's the mood? What's the mood?
9 o'clock, I'd
be
thinking about getting in the shower in a half an hour in the old days. That's the way I do it.
What's the mood in this bar? Is it a docile place? Is there music?
Primarily a restaurant.
Okay.
But we like to, here's what we really like to do. We like to go up there, sit at the bar because we dine early. And then we like to watch all the people coming in the door who haven't invited us to dinner.
Ah.
So that's kind of what the
do you make a mental checklist?
Yeah, we got one couple, you know, say, hey, how you doing? Nice to see you. Okay, enjoy your dinner.
Oh, you're out too.
And the reaction's all the same. Hello. How are you? We're fine. It's just a wonderful little moment of discomfort.
Are they alone or do they bring other people?
They brought one couple with another couple.
And it's they're like, hey, you should join us. Nothing.
Yeah, didn't recognize the other couple. That would be the real discomfort.
Yeah.
Oh, you two, enjoy yourselves. We were free. Anyway, that's the way. No, you know
we're
what?
Got an invite. Free.
Got an invite last night. Because a lot of people are up here in that vacay mode, and I said, no, I'm sorry, it's a school night, can't do it. But thank you for thinking of us. I'm very good at doing that.
Thank you. Very polite.
So we're sitting there, and this joint, like so many bars nowadays, they have the little drinky menu.
Sure.
Of craft cocktails.
Now, signature drinks, usually signature drinks for the restaurant or bar.
Yeah, and they're all named after like the Hancock Point and the Grindstone, which is another area up here. And they're all, and it's just cool. I like this because they're really known for them, and they're really, really yummy, yummy, tasty.
Do they make a drink?
Santana has his hand up.
Oh, let's go.
Oh, it
what's he going to say? It's going to be horrible.
It will be.
Wouldn't it be great if somehow, some way, because the lore is nationwide, but especially in Maine, there was like an Aunt Regina drink that was pretty good.
Pretty good. Oh, Jesus. I'm isolating that and giving it to the whole family right there.
How's your cocktail?
The Aunt Regina. How's the cocktail? Pretty good. Pretty good. Teddy hears that today. Oh, Jesus.
I was going to ask if on there.
How do you guys remember that one? I'll never know, but you hang on to that one.
The reason why I remember it because of the joy that Teddy had when he told the story. It's more about Teddy loving it than the story itself. Jesus.
Yeah, that's one of my departed aunts, God rest her soul, who had some issues. And, you know, she'd say, how's the food, Digga?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. Pretty good is the pretty good.
And then it would be a kind of a slow journey from the fork to the mouth. But that's another story. And Paul does that one too, my brother-in-law. Yes, we're up here in the wilds of Maine. That's the Aunt Regina, you'll find it pretty good.
I love that you keep her memory alive.
Oh, Jesus, you're killing me with that. Oh, my God. So this drink.
Yes.
This drink, I didn't like the name of it because it kind of had a generic touristy name to it.
Right.
All right. Called the Raging Lobster.
Lobster or lobster?
I don't think they say lobster. I didn't look close enough, so I don't know. By the time I was done with my second one, I had said I was writing down in the notes the recipe because I'm going to make it. By the time I was starting my third one, which you shouldn't have three of these.
No, two is right.
I texted Mr. Spiewak on Friday night saying, I have a drink for you because this drink is every inch Spiewak.
And now I have a question.
This is a Spiewak drink, but I fell in love with this thing like you would not. But this is my signature drink, and I'll be drinking them in Las Vegas.
Hopefully
not more than three because I'll pass out on stage.
We seldom like have a social text exchange on the weekend. So when it rang through and I looked
and
at it,
I knew you were like naked in an oil tub with with Goat.
Yeah,
William
it was
Stillwell.
Oh yeah,
and Matt Dotson. And it was our
Matt Dotson.
It was our shirtless viewing of It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, followed by cartoons. But my thought is that when you sent this. Because I kind of dissected, why would he send this? Mm-hmm. And I thought that, A, he was excited about the drink, but also my thought is you wanted it to have somewhere on record how to make it so you wouldn't forget. Yeah. Having it, you know, having it committed to text.
Just so you know, the son of the owner was in there, and he came in, and he was this unbelievably interesting guy that came walking in, the guy in his 30s, and we hit it off. I had a man crush like you would not believe on this guy. Tough guy, yeah. Ex-Marine, really, really just fascinating to talk to. Really, really cool, interesting guy with an interesting story. When I meet a legitimately brave guy, you just know it because they're not braggadocio at all. You can it goes two ways. This guy was really great. When I knew it was time for me to go home, I was trying to get his phone number into my phone, and I'm sitting next to Carla, and I was at it for about 2 minutes, and I went, well, that's how you know you've had three of these, that you really shouldn't be trying to put someone's number in your phone. Carla, why don't you write it down? Carla threw it away. She forgot because she had her own little cucumber thing. This has, as its base, the alcohol in the base. And I know people in the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society. I know. What are you looking at?
Nothing.
Well, you were looking out there. What's going on? What's going on?
You
were
looking through the window. Three people walked in.
You were doing shifty eyes. You were doing shifty eyes. And I look right at your eyes. So I was just saying, who came in?
It was Shannon and Pod Dog and Leslie.
And Leslie, who edits our social videos.
Oh, that's what he's doing. He's a green doggy. That's what he is.
And nice libido. Can I get some of that?
I can see you better with a camera than I can see when I'm in the studio. So when you go like this. This is what I'm looking at, okay? Mm. I'm looking at you guys right now, and then the girls come in, and I'm like, okay?
Just no equipment's walking out of here.
Just so you know, when it's not, I'm not making it up. It's like this. Shannon.
That cat clock.
Yeah, it's a cat clock. Exactly. All right, note to self tomorrow, mirrored sunglasses.
That smug F next to me gets to climb on top of her.
It's cookie.
Did I say that out loud or did I just think it? I can't remember.
We got to take a break. When we come back, I will give you the recipe for this drink, TMOS Elite Whiskey Society. I will give you the recipe.
Oh, exciting.
And maybe during the break, you can go out and socialize with the ladies out there if you'd like to.
No, I prefer to play hard to get.
Hi, Shannon. All right. Very good. Also, it's another reason I'd like him to move over there, put a seat there, so when we bring people to the studio, I can see him too. We'll take a break and come back with more fun and more thrills of the Mike O'Meara Show.
It's Political Persuasion.
Yo, VIP.
And now, here's Chris.
Let's kick it.
Hey, it's Chris Frantz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I have a special guest, Michael Cohen. He's going to talk about his secret tapes. Plus, we're going to talk about Russia and why abolishing ICE is a stupid idea. Tune in.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by Zip Recruiter. Hiring used to be hard. Multiple job sites, huge stacks of resumes, a confusing review process. Boo!
Boo.
But today, hiring can be easy, and you only need one place to get it. Get it done at ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. We've been talking about it for a while. ZipRecruiter sends you your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't just stop there. ZipRecruiter also uses powerful matching technology to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. Then ZipRecruiter, we're having an earthquake in Washington. Then ZipRecruiter analyzes each application and spotlights the top candidates. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 80% of employers who who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. With results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest-rated hiring site in America. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Just remember, ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. ZipRecruiter is the smartest way to hire. Do you want to get a look at our intern, Dan the Man?
I love that you asked about the girls, and we had Dan in here the entire time.
Yeah.
And you couldn't see him, so it was you didn't know.
Let me see the pants.
And I had Dan come in here early, one, to wish him a belated happy birthday.
Yes.
But also to ask him about his pants.
Yes.
Now, Dan, you gotta go walk by Oscar.
You gotta walk over to Oscar. There we go. Let's see his pants. That's the way I get. Oh my goodness, very maroony.
Yes.
Are they corduroys?
No, they're sort of a brushed cotton, I think.
A brushed cotton. Yeah. There you go, Dan.
They're Dan the Fan Man fan pants.
Dan, where did you get those Dan the Fan Man fantastic pants?
Thank you. I got them at Target.
That's it. You win. Your interview is over. That's fantastic. There's nothing more we need to say. You rock, Dan the Man. You rock. And give my very best to your wonderful mother.
Wonderful
okay?
mother.
I certainly will. Thank you, Mike.
You can stay here.
Mike, Oscar, and me all together, do any of us own red pants?
No, I'm not confident enough to do so.
I don't like red pants. I think there is a flaw in your wiring when you own red pants. I think it's a bad pant color.
I have red cargo shorts that I threw away this year, not because they were red, but because they were cargo.
The fact that you threw them away shows good judgment. I think that's good.
I don't
good.
Like cargo pants. I hate cargo pants. So
were
I
they shorts? Have, cargo shorts or cargo
they were
pants?
Shorts. Okay, cargo yeah. shorts.
Cargo shorts on an adult man, and I own them.
Yes.
Scream, yes. I don't give an F.
I don't give an F.
They were, I think it just suggests it, actually.
No, it's great. I thought I was actually... I agreed with you originally, Rob. I said, everyone, people are uptight about this. And then I saw a picture of myself last summer with cargo shorts on.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, God damn it. I'm almost 40.
Yeah.
This is not a good look.
I've read enough about it. Maybe it's psychological because I read the slams on cargo pants right. and shorts. But my trip, and I'll have a complete recap of my trip to the Bangor State Fair tomorrow. And I think they may have been selling them in the parking lot. Because there wasn't anybody that wasn't wearing
unless you're climbing El Capitan.
Right.
Yeah. You should not be wearing cargo pants, in my humble opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's something that I just have a thing about cargo pants. I and shorts I do. But let me get back to the booze.
I respectfully decline comment on cargo shorts.
How many pairs do you have?
Probably five.
Five pairs of cargo shorts.
Mm-hmm. Some are nicer than
about
others.
With your weight loss, have you thought about switching to a short that might be less balloon like?
Yeah, I have, but I don't know where I'm headed.
They used to be called parachute pants.
They're different than parachute pants. Parachute pants were much bigger.
But cargo was the modification. Yeah, Parachute pants were, it's the same type of thing with, people have to. That's like seeing a car that has plenty of room, like a Tahoe SUV
right.
that has the bike carrier on the back.
The roof rack.
And then the roof rack on top.
With the S-cargo.
With the cargo on it. It's just like, how much crap do you require? How much of your stuff do you need that you have to, that's the automobile equivalent of the cargo pants.
The irony is I had to take the third row out of my Tahoe so I could fit all of my cargo shorts in the back. Just miles of them. Every color.
I just choked on my water.
Some high rise, some longer legged.
Take the third row out of his SUV to fit his cargo pants in.
I said, honey, we're going to Target. Look for Dan.
They still sell them. They still sell them a lot. They're popular.
Oh, you can't keep them on the shelf.
Men
Old
love
Navy.
Men love their cargo pants.
I think the shorts really are $2.
Do. Yeah, they are. $1 a leg.
Look. I'm a lard ass. I know I'm a lard ass. Mrs. O'Mara said to me a short time ago where I'm wearing my golf shorts, and she said, why are you wearing with pleats? I said, because they're more comfortable. And, she took the pleats out of my golf shorts, so I wear the, and I look, by the way, okay, this is just a PGA thing. I know it's been a Golf Central show.
That's fine.
All right. Hey, DJ Dustin Johnson, okay, with all due respect, okay, I'm not interested in seeing what you're packing. So can you maybe modify those pants a little bit that literally look like you jumped in a pool and you're getting out in
Mushroom
your underwear?
Cat.
Yeah, you know, really, Mike, but that's not cool. That goes way back. Craig Stadler was the same way.
There you go. I think it was Billy Casper who once said, take a look at my berries. Take a look at my lovely berries. All right. People are going nuts right now because I'm not getting to the recipe. Let me get to the recipe.
Billy this Casper. Is important.
So this drink has all the qualities of a real cocktail that I like. And that is, it's got a little punch to it.
Sure.
It's got a little bit of sweetness, but not too much. But most importantly, it's got a spicy quality.
Mm.
It's got kind of a peppery, spicy quality to it. And I am not one for mixing my beloved Jamesons in a cocktail. I just don't like it. I like it by itself, except for this, because this, the Raging Lobster, which I stole, which will now be called, I don't care if she sues me. She threatened legal action, but it's going to be called the Omera. The Omera is. These are the ingredients. I will give them to you. I'll give you the ones that you know and then the ones you may not know.
All right.
Jameson's.
Mm-hmm.
Ginger beer. Fresh mint. Fresh lime.
Mm.
And then
yum.
Here are the two special ingredients. It's called Luxardo.
Mm-hmm.
Luxardo.
He was a magician liqueur. In the 1920s. No, he wasn't.
Luxardo liqueur, which is an Italian cherry liqueur.
Mm-hmm.
And then Luxardo maraschino. Is it maraschino or maraschino?
Maraschino.
Luxardo maraschino cherries.
Ooh.
Now, may I offer this?
They are so incredible. They are specials, but yes.
Luxardo cherries are the Cadillac of maraschino cherries. Mm. This is not the kind of thing you see on the shelf at your grocery store. These are usually at specialty stores or online.
Yeah, you're
going to
go online and
store.
Look for these cherries, and you're going to go, F you, Mike.
No, they are expensive, but they are
expensive.
Amazing. Mm. You know, normally maraschino cherries just taste like sort of like an almond extract. That's what it tastes like. These have the most complex cherry flavor. They almost have a raisin undertone.
Is this the right guy for it? There is
it has like, but the way.
Know your ingredients.
They have almost like an earthy raisin-like flavor.
How many fit in a cargo pant?
I know that if I had six, I could shove them up your nose.
And stop his breathing
just long enough to improve the show.
Here's the recipe. All right,
but they are incredible cherries.
That's Jameson's Luxardo liqueur, ginger beer, fresh mint, lime, and Luxardo cherries. Mm. What you do, you take off a little slice of lime.
Yeah.
You take some mint. You take two Luxardo cherries, put it at the bottom of the glass, and then you muddle them.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you would for a mojito. You muddle them, all
right? Or an old-fashioned. Old-fashioned starts the same way as well.
Okay, that's how you do it? And mm-hmm. So you muddle them, you put them in there, then you pour in about 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 1,000 of Luxardo,
mm-hmm.
and then 1,000, 2,000, 1,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 1,000 of the Jameson's,
right.
And then splash of ginger beer on top of it. Let me tell you something.
You would stir the Luxardo and the Jameson's before you add the sparkle, though, right?
I didn't see the bartender do it. I don't know how Carla made mine last night at home. We made it at home. It tasted like it did at the bar.
Good, good, good.
I had one, and I'm not kidding you. I had one. I came up to bed at 9 o'clock, and
wow.
I came up to bed and I said, it's great reading about 17. And I was out. I was completely.
One point of order question, just because people are going to want to know, are you using Gosling's ginger beer?
No, you can use any ginger beer.
Okay.
You can use the gin. We used a different kind. I don't even know the name of it. You can use whatever ginger beer floats your boat.
Okay.
That would be fine. Let's not Alton Brown this up too
much.
Well,
no, I just want it to be exactly what you had.
You don't Alton Brown up my recipes here, okay?
Sometimes you want to be brand specific. That's all.
Now listen, with this said, I also think you could use, if you chose, you could use regular cherries. You could probably use regular cherries. The maraschino cherries. Yeah, it probably would make a difference.
Yeah, and you're going to need, but you definitely need that Luxardo liqueur because there's nothing that tastes like that. Nothing tastes like
that. And that's hard to find. And it's, as far as liqueurs go, like your cordials, that type of thing, that is not ridiculously expensive.
No, it isn't.
That's not compared to other stuff. So there it is. I think it's phenomenal. And especially if you like a spicy little whiskey flavor like Rob does. That's why I said with that, I plan to, we see each other when we're on the road. On the rocks.
Oh, nice.
On the rocks. Mm. And you taste the mint, and it actually has a little spice, a little, peppery quality on your lips when you're drinking the stuff, and you can sit there and you can put it out there. And I drank, it took me an hour to consume this thing.
It, oh,
I just
beautiful.
Sat there, sippy, 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 watch my kid in the kiddie pool. Yeah, there you go. Don't break your neck. Yeah, sure. You just have a good time. Everything was fine. Well, you know, I mean, threw the football with him. I do that too. That's my thing. My sitting football throw with my son. That's when you're infirm like me. You know, I could do it even if I was in a wheelchair. I just sit there, throw the football to him.
Well, nice to know you thought ahead.
Oh, I plan. Planning is the key to life. That's the key. Planning is the key. Planning is the key. So tonight, we have the little Monday get-together with all the people that don't like us.
Yeah.
And so we're going to... that's my own paranoia, but I accept it.
Sure.
And we're going to maybe put this in some kind of thing to start up there so I can just sip.
Ooh.
I can sip. Because if I get, if I bring beer up there, I shotgun them. I go boom, boom,
sure.
boom, like that, because I get, I am so uncomfortable. but anyway, so it should be fine. Try it at home.
The O'Mara.
I urge you. Yes,
the O'Mara. O'Mara.
Sorry, Leslie. I'm stealing that from your restaurant. Yes, I am. There it is.
You should.
Please do not sue me. Well,
do you recommend wearing cowboy boots when you drink the O'Mara?
Cowboy boots and cargo shorts. And a trucker's hat.
Yes.
And a tube top. That's the O'Mara.
And as they say, then you are good to go.
You are good to go. Depending on temperature, whether or not you can wear your baseball jacket. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more fun and more thrills. News you may not need right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Do you like The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show? I've been a big fan of the regular show ever since it was on Terrestrial. But I think The Bonus Show is the group's undisputed masterpiece. It's an epic meditation on intangibility. At the same time, it deepens and enriches the meaning of the regular show. Listen to the brilliant ensemble playing of O'Mara, Spiewak, and Santana. The show is extremely uplifting. It's as positive and affirmative as anything I've heard in a podcast. The TMOS Bonus Show. Don't just stare at it, buy it.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. This segment of our program brought to you by Sleep Number. Here's a fact. Sleep is important.
Yes.
You know that. And your mattress makes the big difference. If I don't get a good night's sleep, my next day is shot. It's the worst. Luckily, I never deal with that anymore because I have a Sleep Number bed. It's more than a bed. It's part of the fam. We love that. It's a lifesaver. It's like a double dose of vitamin Z. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is designed to help you achieve a better quality sleep. It's designed to keep you effortlessly comfortable. It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you sleeping blissfully through the night. Couples always disagree on mattress firmness. Sleep Number beds let you choose your ideal firmness on each side, so it's just right for both of you. At a Sleep Number store, you can see and feel how the bed contours to you and relieves pressure points with their individual fit technology. It's comfort you have to feel. My Sleep Number setting is an 85. Carla's is a 65. We love it. We have been Sleep Number customers. Add up the years. It's been a long, long time.
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing. I've never looked back on my Sleep Number. I love it. You'll only find Sleep Number at a Sleep Number store. Come in now and see the newest Sleep Number 360 smart beds starting at just $9.99. There are more than 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Just visit sleepnumber.com/TMOS to find the store near you. And please tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
News!
Big name in the news today.
Yes.
Les Moonves.
Hey, buddy boy.
The longtime boss at CBS has been called out for alleged sexual misconduct against several women between the 80s and late 2000s. Now, the problem with these things is when there are multiples, when you've been in a position of power and there are multiple people that come forward, that's when this becomes problematic.
Yes.
And, well, let me tell you what's going on. In addition to being head of CBS, Moonves is also married to Julie Chen from Big Brother and The Talk. They got hitched in 2004. The story was broken by Ronan Farrow. This guy's got some real credibility.
He does
exhaustive research on these. He spoke with six of the alleged victims. He said, quote, four described forcible touching or kissing. during business meetings in what they said appeared to be a practiced routine. Two told me that Moonves physically intimidated them or threatened to derail their careers. All said that he became cold or hostile after they rejected his advances and that they believed their careers suffered as a result. This is all the things that matter. I mean, there is definitely a way of dealing with this right now. When you've got a guy that falls into these categories, it might be problematic for Mr. Moonves. Farrow also spoke to dozens of current and former CBS employees who claim to have known about his behavior. Any either one of you know about it?
No, I was hired without being touched.
By
CBS.
I saw the story break over the weekend. I have some questions that I think will be answered soon enough. And I don't, if this is actually true, I believe that more women will come forward.
I do too.
Now that
usually
they
do.
They
it seems to work like that, right?
Safe enough to do so. It would seem that the idea that we continue to find out stories of men in power, especially that have had power for this long, that they continue to come to light is not shocking, because it feels like as every domino falls, people show up. And
that's
they said,
true.
Okay, maybe we could do this.
The first one does tend to start a sort of a rippling effect.
I do, however, believe that we, like everybody, we just have to tread lightly, because it's also a slippery slope to say, okay, we're going to condemn this person before we find out if they were guilty or not.
You have to get all the facts, and it just and I my speculation on this story is that, you know, when they get to this level, when we're talking about it, when it's a regular news story,
when it's six people, that's a lot of people.
And also, if there is the thing that really troubled me is when they said seemed to be a patterned routine. That's the most damning thing that I've heard.
Have to wait and see what happens. It'll be interesting to see if more people come forward. There have been a lot of mixed signals about whether or not Princess Leia would be in Star Wars 9. Last year, Carrie Fisher's brother Todd said that she would be in it, but not as a CG character. They were just going to use unused footage they shot for previous movies. Disney and Lucasfilms denied that at the time, but over the weekend, they reversed course and said that is what they're doing, using previous footage. Diehard Star Wars fans would likely be upset no matter what they did, but this seemed inevitable. Rob Spiewak, you're the biggest Star Wars fan I know. How do you feel about them using the unused footage of Carrie Fisher? I'd be cool with it.
I think I'll be okay with it, and I bet they do use some CGI to make it work. And it's come a long way. Do you remember that they had an episode with Livia Soprano after she died, able to insert her in?
Yep. And although it was years ago,
and it wasn't faultless, but it was enough to close her plot line down. And that's what you need. You just need closure for a character that's important to the trilogy.
Also, stop being selfish nerds. The family's getting another check. All right.
Yes.
I'm sure they
want
it.
Yeah.
Goes on to say it's hard to believe they'd ignore Leia in the final movie of the trilogy, since she was a huge part of the Skywalker saga. Recasting her, even if it was Meryl Streep or using CGI, would be very risky, so this is the best call. Mark Hamill, shocker, is coming back as Luke Skywalker, and he tweeted that he's happy she's not being replaced, even though it'll be bittersweet doing the movie without her. Well,
Mark Hamill also tweeted that he's now on direct deposit, which is nice.
Brad Pitt. Now, rarely do I like to bring a story to you that is a visual story, but I urge people to check it out on their own, because I did. I looked at the article and I looked at the pictures. His ability to transform doesn't just apply to his career. He also does it in real life. Someone on Twitter has unearthed photographic evidence that Brad changes his appearance to match that of whoever he's dating. The pictures include a shot of Brad and Gwyneth Paltrow, both with blonde cropped hair. It's hysterical. There's a shot of him and Angelina Jolie with light brown shoulder length locks. Another picture when she had her hair short and jet black, where he's got short jet black hair. There's a picture of him with Jennifer Aniston where they both have sun-kissed hair and golden tans. And it's just hysterical. A lot of couples do that. But in the Gwyneth and Angelina pics and a few others, it does seem like they're going for the same look, which is weird.
We're looking at them now. It's perfect.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
For Brad looks like his women.
Yeah Gwyneth
like
Paltrow
that.
Looks like his double. It. Looks like his stunt double.
Well, and think about it. If somebody comes, I like a haircut too. Give me what she's having.
Yeah.
I'll be in the salon next year. No problem at all. That should be very,
we'll
very
take two,
cool.
please.
Yeah.
Moving right along, there's a man in Alberta, Canada, who's been identified as David.
David.
And he just changed his gender to female. But it was only for one reason, to save money on car insurance. David said he found out that he'd save about $840 a year on car insurance by being a woman, so he went for it. It's not that easy, though. Even though you can legally change your gender in Alberta with just a doctor's note, David has to now legitimately live as a woman. At first, David bragged about the process, quote, "I am now a woman. I now pay $840 less in auto insurance. I won. The end." That's his quote. But now that the story's getting attention, David's probably a little worried about the insurance fraud angle. They're saying, quote, I didn't legally change my sex solely for cheaper auto insurance, though that was and is a big factor for me. All right, David. Figure it out, yeah. David, please. David, hold on just a second.
He's going to have to change his license, change all that stuff.
I mean, $800 less.
A lot of money.
There's a guy named Keith King in Durham, North Carolina, and 3 years ago, his wife Danielle had an affair with a guy named Francisco Huizar. Well, North Carolina is one of a handful of states that lets people sue over affairs. It's called alienation of affection. And you can sue someone if they do something to destroy your marriage. So last year, Keith filed a lawsuit against Francisco for seducing his wife and ruining his marriage and his life. After Keith found out about the affair, he and Danielle separated, his business started tanking, and he said he even developed PTSD. And last week, a judge sided with Keith.
Wow.
And awarded him $8.8 million from Francisco. Francisco's attorney says they're planning to appeal.
Francisco.
Francisco's attorney told the reporter, "We're planning to appeal, and you're a very lovely woman." No. So yeah, I don't know anything. I don't know anything about that. And now here's a little something. There's a 51-year-old guy named Kevin Caton from Arlington Heights, Illinois. And last December, he was taking a trip to Lake Delton, Wisconsin. Well, Kevin is a big fan of the University of Arizona Wildcats basketball team, and he wanted to make sure he could watch one of their games while he was on his trip. So he researched a restaurant called Buffalo Phil's in Lake Delton, figured out Charter Spectrum was their cable company, called Charter 11 times, pretending to be an employee of the bar to upgrade their cable package to add the Pac-12 network. But he never bothered to call Charter back to cancel it. So in February, the owner of Buffalo Phil's, probably Buffalo Phil.
Could be Phil.
He noticed the cable bill was really high and started looking into it. The cops got involved, and after investigating, they found out that, Kevin did it, and he was arrested last month for felony identity theft. He's looking at up to 12 years in prison one college basketball game. You might know Kevin by his stage name, Nicky Diamond.
Light him up! Yeah!
We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa!
That music can only mean one thing.
Yes, the holidays are right around the corner.
Christmas is coming and the goose is getting fat.
So you're kind of like a goose, right, son?
Thanks, Mom. Hi, I'm Rob and this is my mother.
Hi, I'm Sharon and this is my son. And there is nothing that we like more than Christmas.
One of our favorite holiday traditions is getting together each year and making our magnificent fruit cakes entirely from scratch.
They taste just like Christmas.
It took years to perfect the recipe. And now you can finally taste the magic thanks to the Mike O'Mara Show's Fruitcake Futures. For the first time, you can secure your very own signature Rob Spiewak fruitcake just in time for the holidays.
Buy it now and it'll be in your mouth in time for Thanksgiving.
These are the real deal. Moist, delicious, and bursting with Yuletide flavor.
Plus, don't forget the Christmas miracle. Every cake purchased supports TMOS.
Get one for yourself and one as a gift.
It puts the fun in fundraiser.
Just go to TMOSfruitcake.com and do it now, because the holidays will be here sooner than you think.
Buy a fruitcake because Mother said so. And would it kill you to clean your room?
Time's a-fleetin'. You better get busy.
My favorite. I love your mother,
She's
and I love
best.
You on this promo,
She's
but
the
Tony
best.
At the end is the all-time best. Welcome back to the show brought to you by Amazon. Everyone knows Amazon's the best. You're probably shopping there right now. If you need it, Amazon has it. Just make sure you access Amazon through the TMOS website. What's today's purchase of the day, Rob Spiewak?
When I got back from seeing the Coconuts on stage in Charlottesville, I wanted to see what the movie was like because I had just seen it, and I went to my box set, and I found out that now when you buy the Marx Brothers box set on Blu-ray on Amazon, it is $24. $5 cheaper than when I bought it. You can get their first five movies for $35. You get Coconuts, Animal Crackers, Monkey Business, Horse Feathers, Duck Soup, the Marx Brothers Best Films in one Blu-ray set for $35. Get it today.
I could be wrong, but we're going for mass appeal, right?
Right.
All right. How many people were in that theater?
Oh, well, this was one of many performances.
Remember, the only way you can ensure that we get credit for your purchase is to access Amazon through our website. It costs you nothing, but it means the world to us. So thank you. Tomorrow on the show also, the Marx Brothers recap of You.
Yes.
And we'll also talk about my fun and my thrills at the Bangor Fair. Lots on the show tomorrow. That's what happens when we have a big Monday.
Now, the Bangor Fair, was that the state fair or was it a county fair?
Big Bangor Monday. State Fair, but it looked like a county fair.
Wow.
It looked like a town fair. let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Monday, July 30, 2018. Rob Spiewak.
Do you have any people? Do you have any relatives in Missouri, or as sometimes people say, in Missouri?
Boy, I don't, but I sure wish I did.
Yeah, there is a town in Missouri. It's called Peculiar, Missouri.
And,
Peculiar. And there's a cop in Peculiar that had a bad day. He was taking a turn onto a road, and he was looking at his phone. And the bad thing is that the guy that he hit on the bicycle had a camera on his helmet.
Ooh.
So this is the sound of a cop texting, "The guy's okay. Mm-hmm. Everyone's okay."
Can I just say one thing about my ride along with Officer Meg a few years ago?
Yes.
That the first thing I learned, like right out of the parking lot, is that cops aren't necessarily texting. They're using their computer to run plates.
Yes.
So when a cop has their left hand on the wheel, this is every cop in America, people. They are flying with their hands, and it's a skill that they develop, but they're looking, you know, they're the ultimate distracted driver. That's just the way that rolls.
To be fair, he was not texting. He was checking his phone, but still, he hit this guy on the bicycle, and it sounded a little something like this.
Whoa, whoa! Ah! You mother...
Oh.
Why the f*** are you looking at your phone, officer?
I got a text from the f*** other officer here. Give me a second.
Oh. Damn it.
Why
were you texting? I don't care if you're texting.
I wasn't texting. I was looking at my phone.
Either way.
Yeah, I know. It was my bad.
Why are you doing that in a turn?
I wasn't paying attention.
Cops, sounds like cops freaked out.
How's my arm look?
Your arm's fine.
How about this one?
You're fine.
There's no
braces. That's the only braces you got right there.
You got Band-Aids?
Cop's going into super fast speed.
Yeah, and what's great, the cop did have a Band-Aid for him. So there's which is nice. Everyone's okay, but if you're in Peculiar, Missouri, keep in mind, if you got to look at your phone, maybe watch the road just for the turn.
Can I be honest
with you? I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. Because they're not looking at their phone a lot. This cop was, obviously. Mm. What they're looking, they've got a laptop. Mounted in their console that they run plates on all the time, constantly.
You know, I bike around the city when I can, right?
Yes.
When it's not monsoon season in August.
You ever get hit by a cop?
No, but I the only times I almost get hit by a car is when I'm being an a-hole. When I'm running a stop sign. Thank you. Funny.
That's pretty funny.
Or when I'm not in the bike lane, or when I'm trying to cross over somewhere where I'm not supposed to be. Right?
So you bring the unsafety onto yourself.
You know what? You have to be hyper vigilant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a morism. I'm going to start collecting morisms for our guy Todd Moore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that is a morism. Okay, so Rob has a story about cop hitting bicyclists. Oscar blames cyclists. All right, there we go. Just putting those are morisms.
Well, no, I as a cyclist, I see it all the time. And then I'm driving and then I see the guy zoom through the stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, this is why you get hit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, good luck getting hit by a car courier.
Those guys, do that a lot, right? They probably have a good life insurance policy. I'm talking about the guy who works 3 days a week and it's just rolling down what is Wisconsin Avenue.
Right.
Like he's gleaming the cube and just there's no worries.
It was a skateboard movie, wasn't it?
But he's got no helmet.
Right.
No nothing. And I'm like,
right.
Main thoroughfare. I'm sure nothing's going to happen to you.
Yeah. And if you get hit by a cop car, it's going to really ruin your gun day fun day. All right. Do you know anyone on TV or in real life that's whiter than Alex Trebek?
No,
he's just white, right?
No, I edited this out of my own news.
Did you?
Yes, because it was. Well, it's Alex Trebek, and Alex. Look, I don't know.
Let the audience decide.
This seems a little racist.
I don't know if he was.
Because here's the backstory. Alex Trebek was doing a fundraising telethon for the United Negro College Fund.
Yes.
And this is how
back
in the day. This is how Alex tells it.
They came to me and asked if I would be willing to appear on their telethon. And I said, of course. I went to do the program, and I ran into Gregory Hines, the dancer. And somebody came up to me afterwards and they said, I saw you and your brother talking a few minutes ago. Now keep in mind, at this stage of my career, I had the afro, I had the mustache, and a very dark tan. I'm out there in the Afro-American community as a brother.
That just sounds like an old fart man talking about race. That really does to me. It's just like, nobody thought. I don't think Alex Trebek ever had a day in his life.
He's not racist.
Where he had that.
No.
Yeah. Okay. He's not racist. It was like an old.
Out of touch.
Out of touch. I totally agree with that. Yeah. I would not describe that as racist. No. I would say just he sounds old when he does that. You know.
What is a made up story?
Whole afro happening. Yeah,
you know. And his beautiful tan. Because when I think of Alex Trebek, I think of him what? On the beach? Of course. Maybe he's at the pool. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, Bruce Alex. Willis was roasted on Comedy Central last night. Pretty much what you would expect at a Bruce Willis roast. However, I was surprised, and he was too, when Demi Moore came out.
I've seen this teased. I haven't seen anything from it.
And you know what? She's pretty good.
Are you surprised?
Yes.
Yes, I knew he would be. Yes. I mean, even though I went over everything yesterday, I knew he'd forget. But I was there for some special moments, like groundbreaking. I mean, when Bruce, he got his career-breaking moment in Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
I mean, it was... It seemed really odd at the time. I mean, he's big action star, like doing a little indie film. But Bruce went over to Harvey Weinstein's hotel. And I don't know, he came back swinging that ball gag. And man, he said, I got the part. You know, after our divorce, he said that he considered the end of our marriage his biggest failure. But Bruce, don't be so hard on yourself. You have had much bigger failures. I mean, Planet Hollywood, Hudson Hawk, Striking Distance. Come on, campaigning for Michael Dukakis. I mean, turning down Clooney's role in Ocean's 11 to focus on playing the harmonica. I mean, I could go on, but they said it's a 2-hour show.
And as always,
that is brutal.
Jeff Ross was amazing. And also, I love the fact that Bruce Willis said the only reason he did the roast is so he could once and for all announce that Die Hard is not a Christmas movie.
There you go.
It was good entertainment. We close with this. Mike, it's still birthday season because today is birthday 71 for Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Ooh. Arnold!
Happy 71st birthday to the former governor of New York. I think he made some movies too, but mostly
California.
I know him as a politician.
California.
Did I not? What did I say?
You said former governor of New York.
Oh, he's not the governor of New York. No, it's California.
California.
But this I did not know. We'll close with this. Arnold Schwarzenegger asked for a rewrite on one of his key lines, Mike, because he couldn't say it.
I could not pronounce really well this aisle. So I just kept saying to Jim Cameron, maybe I should just say, I will be back. As it sounds more like a machine, I will be back. And he says, no. He says, look, I don't tell you how to act. Don't tell me how to write. I wrote the line, I'll be back. So why don't you just say this? So I said, but it sounds really weird when I say it in my German accent. He says, I don't care. He says, let's just say 10 different ways, and then one will work. And so that's what we ended up doing. And then when the movie came out, I remember I was here in New York for the promotion, and I walked down on Park Avenue, and one fan came up, and he said, say it. And I said, say what? And he says, say the line. I'll be back. And I said, I'll be back. He said, no, the way you said it in the movie. And I said, I'll be back. I said, yeah. That's the way.
So there he is, the former king of England. Arnold Schwarzenegger. That's your audio vault. Have a great Monday. Buy a fruitcake, everybody.
Woo! Oh, that's awesome. I like Arnold as he gets older. He gets more and more lovable.
He does.
That's fantastic. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. If you have a message for our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Mailing address TMOS, Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. Remember, voting is the engine of freedom and democracy, requires your participation. Please remember to register and vote. It really does matter. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, fruitcake lovers.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeO'MaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.